Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs. Happy New Year. I'm your host, Chris Chin, coming at you, and the Warriors get their first and best win of the year, beating the Sixers by, 34 points? Game just ended. Stats are still just coming in, but Warriors are out of this one early because they put it on draining, I think, over 20 threes. I think they finished, with 22 threes on nearly 60% shooting. I mean, in two words, shot variance. I mean, you look at all of December, we just couldn't make a single shot, open shot, contested shot, nothing was falling. Open layup, contested layup, nothing was falling. But tonight, the shots rained down. And, you know, I say shot variance, and that does matter, but the Warriors got much, much better looks tonight. And this might have been the Warriors' best game in terms of shot creation, honestly, for the season. It was a mix of, you know, not necessarily just motion offense and defensive lapses by the Sixers, but it was the Warriors, you know, getting penetration, putting the defense into rotation, you know, getting a foot in the paint, and then passing to cutters, passing to shooters. It was, you know, screens around the perimeter. It was, you know, a little pick and roll game. I love the Curry and Jonathan Kuminga pick and roll game. We got four or five buckets from running that set today. It was just almost anything that the Warriors threw out there, it worked. Again, Sixers looked like a team that was back-to-back, looked fatigued, and just didn't really defend too much at all, particularly in transition. But again, credit the Warriors for pushing that pace and knowing, hey, you know, we're going to get out to a lead, and for once, we are not going to take our foot off the gas pedal. And you know, sometimes, you know, shot variance matters. Sometimes, you know, when you're going through a slump, it could be so many different things. It could be, you know, personnel, it could be your mechanics, it could be your confidence, it could be so many different things as to why you're not shooting the ball, you know, as an individual or as a team. And, you know, sometimes when, you know, you're just pushing that ball uphill, it just gets harder and harder, and it just seems like you're never going to make a shot. Well, sometimes just a little bit of just a shake up and just kind of mentally turning the page, right? Flipping the calendar over. Warriors, you know, basically a 500 team starting the new year. And hey, you know what? Everyone has zero stats. So it's just start this new year off fresh. No one has to worry about it or percentages or scoring averages from the last month. Let's just start fresh, start on a good note. And you saw a team that looked very much like they started this season off in October. Just balls moving, balls humming. People are shooting with confidence. People are playing defense with force. Just looked like a rejuvenated team that, you know, is really believing in what they are doing. And again, sometimes it's as simple as just kind of turning the page and just kind of switching, making that switch mentally in your mind. And I thought, ironically, the other thing is, you know, Steph Curry, who came into the game questionable with a thumb injury, had his thumb taped. Thumb, not pinky right here, but you know, it's just something just to kind of change your mental, where you're just not thinking too much. You know, you're not focused on, you know, what shots am I going to get into? You know, how, you know, what mechanically, you know, am I setting my feet right? You know, what do I need to do offensively? You're just, you know, Curry probably went in the game thinking, hey, like, you know, is my thumb good enough to play? You know, I'm just kind of testing it pregame, and you're kind of just basically simplifying it and just not thinking about the other things and just kind of breaking your rhythm in a good way. And who knows, maybe even mechanically, just that thumb wrap, it's just a different feel on the ball, and just kind of your old muscle memory kicks in. Whatever it is, it was just a nice reset physically, mentally. And Steph Curry had arguably his best three-point shooting night of his career, going 8 for 8, never made more than 6 threes without a miss before. So, you know, for whatever reason, it worked. And, you know, I'm hoping that this isn't just a one game kind of, hey, we were due and, you know, it's the shots are bound to fall. Let's go on a little run here. Let's use this as a jump off point, kind of get some momentum going. I mean, you look at the Western Conference, it's just so jumbled up. You know, you go on, you know, you have a 2 week span where you go, let's see, 5-2. And all of a sudden now you're jumping, you know, 3-4 spots in the West, and you're going from, you know, being a 10 seed to maybe like a 6 seed. You know, maybe you go 6-1, or, you know, over the course of the next month, you go something, what, like, I don't know, like 11-4, 10-5. Now you find yourself back in like 4th or 5th place in the West. Like, it's so jumbled up, and the difference between, you know, even 3rd place and 11th place right now is just, you know, it's a matter of who's going to play well for the next month. Warriors are right in the thick of things. So they had a brutal December schedule and they played brutally and didn't do themselves any favors. But that's why you start the season 12-3, so you have some margin of error in the dog days of winter. And now you're a 500 team. You're in the thick of things, and you know, coming off this game, you're feeling good. Guys are getting healthy. Steph Curry finally seems to be clicking and playing with a little joy again. You see him kind of dancing around, making some crazy passes that somehow get through, which weren't in December, banking in threes. You know, sometimes you just need a little bit of luck, a little bit of fun, a little bit of joy, and a little bit more energy, right? I think that you just saw the team play with a lot more energy, just, you know, from the start with, you know, Dennis Schroeder finally knocking down, and he made his first three threes. Couple shots fall and you get better performances from everybody, right? Particularly at home. You saw Draymond Green have a great game tonight. I think he would scored like 15 points, like 6 of 10 from the field. It was everywhere on defense. You know, I think other than Steph Curry playing offense and just being everywhere and knocking down shots, my next favorite thing to watch in basketball is just Draymond Green playing defense, because he is equally everywhere, all over the place, you know, guarding his own man, who is usually one of the top scorers on another team, but also still providing help to all four other defenders on the court, and then being able to get back and essentially guarding, you know, two of the best players on the other team at all times, and then also boxing out and rebounding. So I thought Draymond played great. I think he had 3 blocks, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. I also thought Trayce Jackson-Davis, I mean, he offensively, I think he only had 3 points, had a nice dunk on Embiid, but defensively he battled. He was stuck on Embiid for most of the game. And, you know, I know Embiid got, what, 28 points, but he was, 8 for 19 from the field. And most of his damage was really just done at the free throw line. I mean, a lot of just kind of ticky-tack kind of bump fouls, you know, just kind of in shooting jump shots. It wasn't like he was dominating and we were fouling last minute. Trayce did a good job keeping him in front and battled on the boards. So, you know, I think this is a game where you would typically see a lot more Kevon Looney in the past. And I thought Looney's played great this year, but we've seen recently that, you know, the choice is, hey, I think we need a little bit more offense. I think we need a little more rim protection. And even when we're playing these bigs, Kerr's saying, hey, well, you're going to go TJD. We're going to play him, you know, 20 plus minutes. Sorry, Kevon, you're out of the rotation for now. We know you'll be there when we need you. And, you know, Looney's never had a problem with us. You know, we know we can bring Looney off the bench when it matters most. So it's time to give TJD some run. And it's really starting to pay off. TJD's playing great over the last couple weeks. And he's one of those players, in addition to Kuminga, that if the Warriors are going to go anywhere, you know, he's going to have to continue to grow, continue to step up, particularly on the defensive side, and then also finishing at the rim, which he left a little to be desired tonight, but still thought he played with great energy. Kuminga, you know, 20 points. I will take that. You know, that's obviously the benchmark there. Can Kuminga get to 20? Seems like that's the magic number. I love that he had 5 assists. I think he played a really good offensive game, minus a few kind of just, he left a few mid-rangers short, couple tough shots, but I thought he saw the floor well. I thought he obviously hit a couple threes, and you know, he did a very good job of just getting to the paint, and where you would typically see him kind of rise up and take a mid-ranger, a little off balance, he was looking to pass. You know, he's not necessarily looking to score, which is fine for the most part, but now he's looking to pass. The game seems to be slowing down a bit for him. I mean, I think, gosh, there's, he could have even had like 6-7 assists. I think Wiggins got fouled on a layup on one, on a nice dish from Kuminga. And, you know, he found shooters, and, you know, you see him kind of just making, you know, a couple skip passes here and there. Just a much better feel for, you know, when to cut, when to pass, when to shoot, and just kind of better decision making. So Kuminga, give me 20 points, 5 and 5 all day long. We'll take that. I thought his defense is okay, and this one, a couple bad fouls, but again, that's the growing pains you're going to deal with Kuminga. Let's see here. Well, honestly, I think that the Warriors, they were a little beat up in December, and if we're going to be kind of looking forward here at the schedule, I think the Warriors have a chance to go on a run here. So I'm going to open up the schedule, and let's kind of look at what we're going to expect out of the next, let's call it 10 games for the Warriors, and, you know, realistically how far we can kind of get into this run in January. So sorry, give me 1 second here. So after the Sixers, right now we got Memphis again. We're at home for the next 1, 2, 3 games. So you got Memphis on Saturday, followed on a back-to-back by the Kings on Sunday. Give me a split there, right? Those are two tough games, two playoff teams. Memphis is playing well, and we're quite frankly struggling against Memphis. So if we can kind of split those two, then we have Miami at home. I would like to take care of Miami. And then we go on the road, and it's Detroit, Indiana, Toronto for the first three there, followed by Minnesota. So again, we got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, next seven, and then followed at home against Washington. So the next eight games, split Memphis and Sacramento, beat Miami, take care of two out of three, Detroit, Indiana, Toronto. Say we lose at Minnesota on the road, and then we're playing Washington at home. Got to get at least five out of those eight games. And quite frankly, we can probably get six if things start to click, if we start to believe, if shot variance decides to stay up and reward us after a tough December. So that's what we're looking at. I think if the Warriors can stay healthy and they can stick to the minutes that the Warriors have been kind of going with, like a nine-man rotation, kind of trimming things down a bit, the Warriors can start to make a run. Though, couple complaints I have first, just in terms of rotation minutes in this, I thought Kuminga only played like 12 minutes in the first half, and he was having a pretty good first half. Cannot be under 14 minutes in any half here. We got to get him upwards of 30 minutes in a game. I'd prefer 15 minutes per half, obviously, but when he's only playing 12, 13 minutes and a half, especially when he's playing fine, that's unacceptable. And then that piggybacks into the fact that, the Warriors, they're my preference for their best five, and I think you guys would agree, that closing five of Curry, Schroeder, Wiggins, Kuminga, Draymond, that lineup needs to play more together. It's, we're halfway through the season, and I mean, they've done well together. I think they closed the first half. They played 3 minutes together, and they were a plus five. I think against the Suns, they played about 10 minutes together, and they were a plus 11. So you have to find ways to get that five as many minutes as possible. Otherwise, you're just not going to know what you have at the end of games. And, with the Warriors' struggles in clutch time, you need as much chemistry and as much experience, particularly with Schroeder having just come in. So, Kerr, you got to find ways. I mean, even especially like at early fourth, when this game is getting a little out of control, let's just throw those five in there. Let them play a little bit together. You're kind of playing iterations of it. And I know you want to reduce Draymond's minutes at the five, but if you're going to run him at the five, I don't need, Buddy Hield. I don't need Moody. I don't need Lindy Waters playing at the two there. Get Curry and Schroeder in, and let's just play with that five and get them used to each other, get used to the spacing. It takes a couple hundred minutes at minimum of a lineup and a unit playing together to really start to grow and to blossom and to develop that chemistry, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. So that would be my complaint. But that being said, I thought the starters played well for the most part. They came out of the gates really fast in this one. And again, Schroeder led them well. And then, transitioned right into Kuminga coming off the bench, and the lead just grew from there. So that's all I got for this game, guys. It was just nice to get a win, nice to be back on the winning side of things. Let's just call it 1-0 on the year, and we're gonna go from here because we turned that calendar. All right, so let's just beat Memphis. Let's beat Memphis, beat Sacramento, and then we're gonna talk on Monday on a three-game dub streak. Let's stack them, guys. All right, have a good evening and enjoy your Friday. And I know next week we're kind of back to the real life. This Thursday, Friday felt like the most Monday, Tuesday of my life. get through these days, and we will catch you guys next week. Until next time, I've been Chris Chin. Peace, love, and stacking dubs.